It's 58 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana this morning at 8:50, and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. The early calls for cash hog prices in the Midwest today are mostly steady, but there is some uncertainty about packer interest to begin the week. Terminals called mostly steady as well, with tops from 35 to 39.50. Peoria called steady to weak today with a top price of $35. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, October 19th, negotiated swine purchases were 18,884 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $42 to $58.11. The weighted average was $54.96, a loss of 23 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $32.57 to $45.17. The weighted average, $42.80. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 13,260, the base price range $42 to $59.50, the weighted average $55.85, a loss of $1.43 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $32.47 to $46.40, and the weighted average was $43. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And looking at the weather, first for the Midwest Corn Belt, it looks like some showers are coming in here. And over the weekend, only about 30% of the belt or a third of the belt received some rainfall. That would be over the weekend. And amounts were generally under a third of an inch. So less than a third of the belt, less than a third of an inch. And most of the showers were in the northwestern areas. That would include Minnesota, eastern South Dakota, eastern Kansas, on into, most recently, northern and western Missouri and portions of Iowa. Temperatures over the weekend were warm, but we're going to see more seasonable weather coming in this week. Temperatures are going to drop off to more October-like levels. We're not going to see a plunge to cold air. We're just not going to be unseasonably warm after today. And we do have an upper air low that's going to be around the nation's midsection this week, and that's going to create some showers much of the week in the Western Corn Belt. And there could be the northwestern belt will not be getting the showers. The upper air low will be to our southwest. So southern areas of the Midwest stand the best chance of getting rain, especially later in the week. So this could slow some field work down across the Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, portions of Ohio, Kentucky later in the week. But right now it doesn't look like heavy rain is on the way. It's just there may be several days of rain in the far southern Midwest corn belt later this week. So that's something to keep in mind. In the Delta and Southeast, some showers occurred over portions of the Southeast over the weekend. Of course, late last week we heard about some of the tornadoes in the panhandle of Florida. So some showers occurred there and in southern Alabama and southern Georgia. And those are areas that have had a dry year, but they got some rain over the weekend. And as we look ahead, it appears that there could be a few showers moving through the Delta and Southeast this week. And that could cause some slowdowns to field work down there, although by the middle of the week, drier weather will be returning to the Delta. Of course, the area that we're most concerned about these days is in the southern hemisphere, and it looks like scattered showers and thunderstorms occurred in a good portion of Brazil over the weekend, about two-thirds of the Brazilian bean crop getting some rain. And some of those scattered showers and thunderstorms occurred in the drier areas of the northern production areas, including parts of Mato Grosso, Goiás, and western Bahia. And there's also rain to the south as well. Amounts are highly variable in Brazil, but it does look like some showers have come to the previously drier areas. The greatest rainfall over the weekend, though, was limited to Mato Grosso, Mato Grosso do Sul, in some locations in Goyas, and also farther to the south in portions of Rio Grande do Sul and Santa Catarina. There are some areas down in the southern areas that could have gotten an inch or two of rain. Bottom line is some improvement has occurred, and it does look like there will be scattered showers this week, but significant rain will mostly be in far southern Brazil. So northern areas will get some rain, but it will be spotty, so there will still be concerns there. And in Argentina, it looks like there will be a continuation of showers on some days, dry weather on other days, and that's very beneficial for crops there. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 868 and a quarter, down three quarters. Last trade down 12 and a half. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 855 and a quarter, down a quarter. Last trade down 15. July, 688, down four and three quarters. Last trade down 11 and three quarters. December corn opened at 367 and three quarters, down two and a half. Last trade down eight and a quarter. July, 401 and three quarters, down two and three quarters. Last trade down seven and a quarter. November beans opened at 979, down four and a quarter. Last trade down 20. July, 1020, down four and a half. Last trade down 19. December soybean meal opened at 275.80, down 50. Last trade down 5.30. December soybean oil opened at 40.50, down 6. Last trade down 55. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, overnight we saw some improvement in outside markets, particularly if you were looking at the U.S. dollar. It set new all-time lows last night, but then managed to claw its way higher overnight. We see the stock market is seeing some follow-through to the downside today. Crude oil is off this morning. What do all these outside markets imply for the open?
Yeah, you kind of forgot the precious metals, too. You're down $12 to $13 in silver here this morning. So everything combined, I think that my concern is you've got people that went long here last week, because we had a pretty good week last week. And do we see some panic-type selling out here this morning? I certainly do not hear a lot of talk on the floor, at least thus far. Now, maybe it shows up before the open, of people coming in to buy this sharply lower market. And in past times, we've seen people willing to step in and try and own these markets. But I've been in the camp that this thing's a little overdone out here. I think you throw in on top of that rain in Brazil, along with less rain here in the U.S., to where harvest is going to take place, and you've got the possibilities for a market to be under a fair bit of pressure here as we get started. My early calls are coming in 8 to 10 lower. I told everybody to take a dime in the corn, 20 in the beans, and I think wheat opens 10 to 15 lower. Wheat's going to be interesting to see how it trades out. You go limit up on Friday. The market even limit up. You're only showing it another 2 to 3 cents higher than that on the limit up move. And then you come in here today with a market that's down 15, and you may see some guys just bail out of that one, because ultimately we've got a lot of inverse to work our way through between now and new crop, where we know we're seeding a big crop of wheat.
As we look at the wheat from a technical standpoint, we keep flirting with that neckline on a potential head and shoulders top. On Friday, we managed to claw our way above the head and shoulders top, only to finish overnight right on it.
Correct. And I think that if you can get a good couple of good solid closes below that, all of a sudden this wheat market turns into a $7 affair, where you take basically a buck and a half out of the wheat in a hurry, and you start to eat away at that inverse that we've got out there, Dave.
Would we want to see a close below the 50-day moving average? It seemed like last week that was a support level that held the market from going lower.
I'm leaning on the $8. I think if you can go through that $8 mark, that does a couple of things. You've got a gap that you had back there in late days of August that fills as you get down around the 805 mark, I think, is where that gap fills. It takes you through the highs, the lows that we put in last week. I think that was at 810. So if you start to blow through some of those numbers, I think you get through $8 and the wheat market's all but done.
Turn your attention to the Merck. What do you see there this morning?
Well, the cattle and feed report to me is a little bit negative. So the cattle market is due for a setback. And the hogs are interesting because you're extremely cheap, but we seem to be finding a way to eat up the pork that we're killing. I mean, 2.3 million a week is just huge kills out here. But the export demand is taking that product off the market. So I think you're limited on how much more we're going to take on the downside in this corn market before we find it come back just a little bit. I think kills will start to slow some, and I think that'll be helpful for the hogs.
So very quickly, the calls on the Merck side.
I'm going to go with a touch better in the hogs, not a lot. The cattle wouldn't surprise me if they're down 50 here this morning.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. You're listening to WILL Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.